councillors. As it's now 6 o'clock, I declare the meeting open at 6 o'clock. I'd like to acknowledge country. We wish to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we meet today and to pay our respects to elders past, present and future. I welcome to the meeting. We don't have any visitors. No. Attendance, apologies and leave and of absence. We have a apologies from Councillor Henderson. We have Chairman Councillor Congerton on video link. Welcome, Mel.
Thank you very much.
We also have Councillor McWilliam, Paul Lithgow. We have Deputy Georgia Johnson. And we
have... Recognising for Councillor Sutherland, who's an apology.
Yes. Oh, she is an apology. Sorry, I will include that in the apologies if you could include that. We also have Councillor Oshifki. That's close. No.
Ostrzowski.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Ostrzowski.
Thank you.
Councillor O'Connor, Councillor Thomas, Councillor Dorr, and Councillor Zazzino. As I said, we've got apologies there. Officers, MRC officers, we've got the CEO, Marcus Geisler. We have Chief Financial Officer, Lou, Brad Lacey, Chief Operating Officer, Wendy Harris, Chief Sustainability Officer, and the Minute Secretary is Teresa, and also other MRC staff. Disclosure of interest. Do we have any disclosure of interests?
None received, Chairman.
None. Announcement by the Chair or presiding member without discussion. There is none. Response to previous public question time taken on notice. There is none. Public question time. I don't believe we have any, no one from the community. So we're going to item seven, applications for leave of absence. Councillors, do we have any applications for leave?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Thank you. First one is for Thursday, the 6th of July, and the second one is for Thursday, the 13th of July.
13th of July. Okay. And Councillor Senna?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to take leave from the 9th to the 18th of June inclusive.
Okay. May I have a mover and a seconder for the approval of the applications? Yeah, Councillor Dorr. Councillor Lithgow. And yeah, so I've got a seconder. That council approve the applications for leave for the for absence of
Ostrzowski.
Yeah.
Thank you.
From on the 6th of July and the 13th of July, and for Councillor Zandino from the 8th, sorry, the 9th to the 18th of June. Is there a mover? Oh, sorry, we've already got a mover and a seconder.
Yeah.
So that's approved. Confirmation of minutes from previous meetings. Oh, sorry, vote. Yeah, sorry. Those against? I see none. That's unanimous. Yeah. Petitions, deputations and presentations, nil. Confirmation of minutes, previous meeting. May I please have a mover and a seconder for the minutes of the meeting held on the 23rd of March 2023 be confirmed?
Councillor
McMillan? Yep, seconder. Zazzino? Those against? I see none. Yep, passed. Yep. Okay, question time by members for which due notice has been given. No questions?
We have not received any questions.
Haven't received any questions. Questions by members without notice. Councillors, are there any questions that are not specific to the report of employees? Nope. Okay, we'll move on. Item 12, announcement of confidential matters for which meeting may be closed to the public. There are four confidential items. The confidential report items that will be covered under section 19. Item 13, business not dealt with from previous meeting is nil. Reports of employees. So this is item 14.1 through to 14.8. Does anybody wish to withdraw any reports to be dealt with separately? I see none. Oh, sorry. Ah, yes.
Thank you. I have a couple of things. I've got one question on, and I wasn't able to ask them, obviously, because I was not sitting around this table at the briefing. So that would be, sorry, let me find them. My bad.
Is it multiple items or just one item?
Yes. I think it's three from memory. So the sustainability team update 14.8.4, I've got one question. And the 14.7, I have one question, food waste for healthy soils, deed of grant. And for an item in the confidential 19.3, I have one question.
Okay, so we're just dealing with 14 at the moment. So you're looking at 14.3 withdrawing?
No, 14.7 and 14.8.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I've got 14.3, 14.7, and 14.8.
Yeah, 14.7 and 14.8.
Oh, all right, not 14.3. Okay. So 14.7 and 14.8. So we'll. So may I have a mover and a second for the en bloc and adopt the recommendations and report of employees with the exception of items 14.7 and 14.8.
And sorry, just for confirmation, this is just for section 14,
correct,
isn't it? Thank you.
So moved.
Yep. Councillor Thomas moved. Councillor Zeno second. Okay, so any against? Sorry? Yep. So with the exception of those two items, which are withdrawn, could councillor adopt the recommendations or report, which is a recommendation? We have a mover and a seconder. With the exception of those items, is there anyone against? I see none. So, yep. Okay. So we're going to item 14.7. Do you have a question on 14.7?
Thank you. I do. So my question is, what's this money going to be used for?
Sorry. I was trying to look for 14.7 and I haven't got it in my. Oh. It's anyway. Yeah, carry on. Yeah.
Through the chair. So this was a. The money needs to be used to build a permanent fovo facility as per the submission to the Healthy Soils Fund.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
May I ask a follow up question, please?
Yes.
Is there a time frame for the delivery of or the acquittal of this grant?
Yes, the time frame is by the end of 2025, and there's three milestones for the payment, so it's $2 million in total. The first payment is $750,000 by signing the deed, and then there's two progress payments.
Thank you.
So you have covered all your questions?
Thank you. I'm happy to move it.
Happy to move it. And we have a seconder for 14.7. Yep. Councillor Dorr. So the just reading the officer's recommendation. which, yeah, the council endorses the MRC's food waste for healthy soils deed grant for FOGO processing at the Red Hill facility. We have a mover and a seconder. Is there anyone against? I see none. Carried unanimously. Okay, 14.8, which is items contained in the information bulletin. Yes, Councillor Johnson.
Thank you, Councillor Jeans. I have a question about item 11 in the sustainability team update in the report. Sorry, is Bayswater specific? It talks about bin tagging. My question is the results of the bin tagging available, or is anyone here available to give a summary of the findings in terms of contamination levels and any changes in that since the last time it was done?
Thank you. I'll take that question through the chair. Results of the bin tagging are currently being collated in conjunction with the staff here and the staff consulting the staff at Bayswater. And as soon as those results are finalised, we'll be distributing them, and I'll make sure you get a copy.
Thank you for that. And likewise, that's my only question, and I'm happy to move that item.
Okay. Moved by Councillor Johnson, second by seconder. Yes, seconded by. Yeah. So that council notes the item contained in the information bulletin accompanied by the 25th of May 2023 ordinary council meeting. So we have a mover and a seconder. We have anybody against? I see none. It's carried unanimously. Okay. So that deals with 14. So we go on to item 15, which is report of committees, which there is nil. Item 16, reports of delegates. Item 16.1, the minutes of the MWAC meeting is included in the agenda. And I invite Councillor Johnson to speak on this item.
Thank you, Councillor Jeans, for the opportunity. Yes, thank you, Council, for the opportunity to be a delegate on the Municipal Waste Advisory Council. Most of the work in this particular meeting was around submissions that have been made, as you'll be able to read in the minutes, submissions that have been made on various items up for discussion, including some comments about waste schemes in other states. The West Australian mob are pretty proactive and are a better resource than those in other states. So it's particularly around the container deposit scheme being expanded to include other items at the request of the community. And the comments around the land e-waste landfill ban were really about, you know, the state government has announced they don't want e-waste going to landfill, which is great, but it has to go somewhere. So just about in terms of supporting other schemes and having other schemes in operation prior to the introduction of a landfill ban. I'm happy to take any questions on anything else.
Yeah, any questions, Councillor Dorr?
Just thank you, Chair. Just in relation to the new beverage containers for the container deposit scheme. So it says no in the wild submission support, and it says suggests including in the scheme. Does that mean they support them, I haven't read this fully, but they support them going into the scheme? In other words, you have wine bottles, fruit and vegetable juice, flavoured milk containers, and so on should all be part of the 10-cent refund.
Absolutely, that's the position in the submission, something along the lines of the more the merrier. Also, the demands for the community for better recycling, more recycling options and more diversion options.
Any further questions? Look, I have a question. Are there any plastic recycling facilities being planned in WA, or is that a sort of a difficult question?
I'm not aware of any. Certainly yeah, as part of this committee, not aware of any. There might be other waste professionals in the room, for example, our chair, that might have more information on that.
The CEO. Yes, I can actually answer the question. So the Recycle Modernization Fund, which is a federal fund, together with the state government, have allocated $9 million to a joint venture between Cleanaway and PECT, which is a beverage packaging company from over east, to build a plastic recycling plant. And the other recipient, and I have to declare, and it's here's my actually my son works for this company, is Chiray Sustainable Plastics, and they are currently unloading containers as we speak, 23 containers, to build a plastics processing plant at the Canningvale MRF at the RRG facility. So they leased an area there, and they should be operational in the next 6 to 9 months. And they receive funding of $5.6 million from the state and the federal government combined. And there will be capacity for 12,000 tons of plastics to be processed through this plant, which is PET, HDPE, LLDPE, and PP. So that will take care of all the plastics, all the consumed from the consumer's plastics in Western Australia.
Ask a question, please.
So these are hard plastics containers, as you say. What about all the soft plastics that people in good faith have been putting into Coles or wherever? We know the plant was damaged or something over in Victoria or closed down for some reason. Is there going to be any capacity in WA to deal with the soft plastics?
Yes, and that was announced about 3 weeks ago. So the company called Remondis, they invested in a $3 million facility, and they want to build that, I believe, in Canningvale as well. And they will focus on the soft plastics only.
Just a further question, and it's to do with the amount of soft plastics that's being stored in every capital city around Australia. Is in WA, has there been any action taken into actually, because they become, you could sort of say, very extremely high-risk fire danger. Is there any action in that area?
Well, I'm personally not aware of any storage of plastics. Plastics currently, there's a plastic ban, so you cannot export mixed plastics anymore. My understanding is that currently it's all going to the eastern states for processing because there's plastic processing capacity in the eastern states. The red cycle or the soft plastics collection by Coles and Woolworths, I think that's put on hold, but I'm not aware of any storage of these bales of material.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Councillor Johnson, for that report, and it's a lot of reading the minutes from those meetings. Yes, thank you.
It's the item 17. Best hobby ever.
Sorry?
Best hobby ever.
Anyway, thank you. Item 17 is members' motions of which previous notice has been given. Nil. A new business of an urgent nature approved by the chairman or presiding member or by the decision of meeting. Okay, we're now into confidential matters which the meeting may be closed to the public. Okay, so future meetings are listed in the agenda. Declaration of closing the meeting. I declare the meeting closed at 6:34. Thank you for attending.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.